My name is Lawrence Jin. I'm Associate Professor of Finance at the Charles Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, which is part of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. So the main focus of my research is to really understand asset prices, investor behavior, and firm behavior that we have observed from the financial markets. Things like asset market fluctuations, investment strategies used by hedge funds and mutual funds, asset bubbles, financial crises, mergers and acquisitions, and various mistakes made by retail investors when they trade. How human brains drive behavior is a big open question. And then on top of that, financial markets have just lots of frictions and lots of institutional details. So given the complexity of human behavior and the complexity of the markets, it is just very difficult to clearly pin down the main drivers of those financial phenomena that I mentioned earlier. My research is in an active field called behavioral finance, which is trying to make sense of this important financial phenomena using models that features market participants who are less than fully rational. For example, people who make incorrect forecasts of future stock market returns or future GDP growth. My paper on asset pricing with return extrapolation, one that recently got published in the Journal of Financial Economics, argues that incorrect forecasts of future stock market returns made by real-world investors can be really important for understanding empirical facts about the stock market, things like excess fluctuations of market return and predictability of these returns using valuation ratios. My paper is a quantitative exercise. It shows that the magnitude of this incorrect forecast, as measured from real-world investors' self-reported survey responses, is actually sufficient to explain the magnitude of asset fluctuations we have observed from the stock market. And moving forward, research from behavioral finance, including my own research, can be used by hedge funds and mutual funds to design profitable investment strategies for their clients. At the same time, a deeper understanding of the mistakes made by investors in their investment or saving decisions would allow us to figure out a way to help them make better decisions in the future. Nowadays, governments are also trying to design policies that use knowledge from behavioral finance and behavioral economics to reduce irrational behavior in financial markets. So I'm very excited about the future of this field.